Port Adelaide playing the first of their two Friday night clashes, the only one at Adelaide Oval, and it promises to be a very big game. Brought to you by the new Port Adelaide Football Club Visa debit card, powered by Beyond Bank, my team, my card. Matt Lobe, how are you, Matt?
Good, thanks, mate. Thanks for having me.
No worries. Friday night at Adelaide Oval, big Victorian club coming to town. You must love these games.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's exciting to be able to play Friday night games. It's something we probably weren't able to do a couple of years ago. So, yeah, one of those games that bit of a build-up for and excited to get into it.
So is it just media talk, supporter talk, that there is an air of excitement, or there is a real heightened importance amongst your group? You're on the big stage Friday night, free-to-air TV.
Yeah, I think it just happens just because it's a night game and you wait around a bit longer and you're just anticipating it for a bit longer. So,
yeah.
And the fact that, you know, it's Geelong and we've had some good battles with them in the past and always enjoy playing them.
What about the fact you're 5-all apiece? I mean, this is a, what do you call it, Bix? A 12-game game?
No, an 8-point game.
Oh, an 8-point game.
Yeah, I know. We've had, as I said, we've had some good battles. So, you know, it took us probably till last year to be able to match it with them. So, looking forward to it.
And, look, they hit some really good form last week, Geelong. They took on Essendon and absolutely smacked them, kept them scoreless to halftime. You no doubt would have looked at a little bit of that footage. Where do you see their main strengths?
Yeah, we've had a bit of a look at that. I think with them, it's the experience they can offer down back with all those guys that can mark it and then run forward and be dangerous. So that's probably their biggest strength. But at the same time, you know, they've got a lot of good young players as well going through the midfield that are pretty damaging, so we'll have to match them there as well.
A couple of their ruckmen, or some of their ruck stocks, are out injured at the moment, so they're using a couple of guys who, in some respects, are just standards. Blixavs did a bit last week. Josh Walker as well. There's some speculation Stanley may come back in. So you've got something different to tackle this week.
Yeah, don't exactly know how it's going to look yet. I'll probably find that out later today, but it could either be Stanley, Blixavs, or Walker as well. So I think it, you know, they've gone in with the approach of just trying to be really mobile around the ground as well and be damaging there. So we'll have to do our best to combat that.
Hope you got your running boots on if you're on Blitzcast.
Yeah, I'm ready for a big running game. Make sure I eat a lot of food tonight and drink a lot of water.
Matt, have you enjoyed the ruck a tad more without Paddy Ryder? Now, I don't want to be disrespectful there because the bloke's a star. The two of you will get it together. But have you personally enjoyed it better?
I think all it means is I spend more time in the middle as opposed to up forward. I think we're going to look a lot better when we both get up and going and get the combo working. And I'm just looking forward to being able to do that. We've only played, you know, probably four, maybe five games together. And then all the other times we've been injured. So looking forward to getting that going. But, you know, this week and probably next week, it's just going to be me and Westy helping out as well.
So there's still work to be done by the sounds of that. But in fairness to the duo, you know, he comes back in now with you playing better. That's going to look a lot different, isn't it, Matt?
Yeah, probably, yeah. You know, I've had to build into it, you know, coming off that 4 weeks I missed at the start. So it's probably taken me a while to get up to where I wanted to be. And I think it's fast. It's just a matter of spending time together and just working out, you know, all those little things that can make the big difference when you're trying to beat another quality ruck combo.
In terms of your team form, a couple of weeks back, the second or two and a half quarters were outstanding against Melbourne. You kicked 16 of the last 18 goals. Last week was an arm wrestle for three quarters and then you blew them away late. Where do you think your team's at right now in terms of the form scale?
I think we're in a building phase. I think we've trained really well for the last month. Something that we looked at and we decided, you know, we're going to set ourselves that challenge of just training well no matter what. And we're doing that. And it started to come out in games more and more. And we're just looking at that coming out and playing games where it's four quarters of what we want rather than, you know, two quarters or three quarters or patches. So I think we're definitely building and I think we're getting some momentum.
How far off your best? Let's talk 2014 flying form where sides are going, oh, my goodness, how do we beat this mob? How far away is that?
I think if we keep building, it's, you know, only a few weeks away. It might be this weekend. You don't know. All you can really control is is what how you train and how you approach a game, and then it comes together at different times.
And how does that look for a Port fan that's listening now? The Port stamp, the way they play, the 2014 model. How does that look?
For us, it's about our best defense, and it's about what that looks like is where we're shutting down the oppo so that when we get the ball, it's just turnovers, and then we can really get our offense going. So it's that really solid defense into our brave offense where we're just going for it. And we also need to know there's different times for that. We can't do that all the time as well.
Mm. Matty, one of the interesting things, there were some numbers in the paper during the week about the one percenters, and Port Adelaide are on top of that ladder of the one percenters, and it's certainly been very good the last couple of weeks. I'm just interested in terms of what comes first. Is it, do you go out there and concentrate on the one percenters and then from that comes good football, or is it the other way around? You go out there and you play and you play good football, and by doing that, you do the one percenters. Which comes first? A nice bit of chicken and the egg theory.
Yeah, I think it's actually you concentrate on the one percenters. So you concentrate on the specific defensive stuff that we want as a team. Mm. You concentrate on those team acts, and from there, the way that we've played our best footy is the rest just comes. Mm. It's not something you go into a game and we want to be focusing more on those defensive stuff, and then the rest comes from there.
Kane Corns, he's retired. Are you missing him down there in the sheds?
Yeah, there's been a couple of boys trying take his place with the banter and the jokes, but it's not quite the same. We've got a bit of work to do before we get someone up to his standard.
Yeah.
But he's popped in a couple of times, and he tells us he's still keeping pretty fit.
Yeah. He was a bloke that a young fella could look at to drive standards with his work ethic, his professionalism, his fastidious nature to be great, which you do too, we're here, Matt. So has there been a drop? Because sometimes a bloke can get vacuumed out, and then there is a bit of a vacuum behind him, if you like.
Oh, I wouldn't call it a drop. I think that the biggest thing, we've got a lot of guys that can drive those standards, which is why we've improved so much in the last few years. But I think for Kane, it was that personality and what he offered around the change rooms, which is what we're missing at the moment.
Yeah. Whether you call it a tagger, a caller, a defensive run-with player, whatever, he was one of the best, if not the greatest, at it. Who's likely to take that role? And then on from that, do you think you need to?
I think there's games where you have to do that. And I think what it's going to open up for the rest of the year is opportunities for different guys. So, we might see some of our inside mids do that job, like a Brad Ebert. It might be someone like a Paul Stewart have a go at it, or Matty White's been telling me he used to do that pretty well, so he might get a gig in the next few weeks. But it means it's just opportunity for different guys. It's probably something you don't need every week, but the coaches probably want to have someone they can go to and rely on. Like when Kane played, you knew every game that he was going to do everything he could to get that part done.
And Jackson Trengove, he keeps telling us that he's a fast recoverer. I think he surprised a few people when there was some speculation that he may even front up this week. We know he's not going to, but he certainly must do great work on the rehab track, and he's not too far away.
Yeah, I don't know how he does it. He walks around and tells everyone that he's going to be back 3 or 4 weeks early, and the physios and docs start believing him after a while. So, I'm hoping he's back in the next couple of weeks. But, we know he'll do everything he can.
Now, what do you do, big fella, to relax? Wine away the time before a big game. You play Geelong tomorrow. There'll be 50,000 people there. Do you catch a movie, Matt?
Yeah, I'm going to go see a movie this arvo. Then have lasagna tonight at our old host parents, and try and chill out as much as I can.
Now, sure it would be some sort of action sort of movie, wouldn't it? What do you reckon you'd go see?
Well, there's not many action ones out at the moment, boys, so I'll just have to see what's on offer when I get to the movies.
Well, we're hearing along the lines of a little kiddie flick called Jurassic Park, Matt. Now, please tell me.
Yeah,
an absolutely
right,
elite ruckman who's fiercely competitive, who is looked up to from his peers, is not watching Jurassic Park this afternoon.
Yes, he is.
Oh,
I had a look at the movie guide, and there was a couple of romantic comedies, and there was a few cartoons, and I thought Jurassic World's going to be the one.
Okay, are you a Jaffa thrower?
Yeah, no, that's not me.
Are you taking any teammates with you?
I probably don't want to waste any Jaffa Cakes.
I think you're generally rolling down the aisle rather than throwing
them
right.
Do
you have to get in the front row so you can actually stretch your legs out? How does that work? Or you just go gold class?
No, I don't go gold class. I'm a bit of a tight ass for that. I'll try and sit at the back if the seats are available.
Well, generally, Rowie goes on a Tuesday just so he can get it half price as well. So you and him might be able to go on a Tuesday night.
My kids have got Apple TV. I watch them at home. I watched, what was that one? Sniper the other day. You seen that one, Matt?
The one that was out a couple of years ago.
It takes a little while to catch up with things.
Oh, please.
Hey, Matty, thanks very much for having a chat with us. Good luck tomorrow night. It promises to be a great game. There's going to be a massive crowd there, and we hope you play well.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.
He's the heartbeat of that club, Matt Lobie. Mm. When he's up, they really do play well. And Friday night footy, they're expecting 50,000 plus there. Now, one lucky patron, thanks RAA,
yes,
could win $10,000 cash. And there's still walk-up tickets. Get there. Big crowd. Friday night, let them turn it on.
Our guest, Matt Lobie, brought to you by the new Port Adelaide Football Club Visa debit card powered by Beyond Bank. My team, my card.